Welcome to Lessons from the Trenches. My name is Brad Cook, and I'm your host. I'm on a mission to help small business owners control of their business and their life, creating a profitable and sustainable business works for them. So if you're ready, let's get into the trenches. In this episode, I want to talk about teams. And if you've ever met me, you'll know that I emphasize teams any chance I can get. I wrote a short guide called Building a Powerful Team, and it will be included, the link to it will be included somewhere here. In it, I talk about five things that you must include, that you must do when you build any team. After having several conversations with real owners that have teams, real teams with a real need, I've gotten some wonderful feedback. So today I want to not only share what those five things are, but then I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to argue against each one of those five things based on the feedback that I've gotten from talking to some businesses. And then I'm going to shut down that argument, hopefully giving you some tools to think about so you can push back against people that are trying to shoot down the value of these things in your business. So it's going to be exhausting to play both sides of a debate or a discussion, but it's helpful. And I find it very helpful when you put yourself in other people's shoes, really feel like you are them. You'll learn so much about the strength of your idea and, just as important, how well you're actually communicating. Does that sound cool? All right, let's go. The first one I mentioned in the book is the importance of delegation. Bill Gates, in his early years, is a great example for the need to delegate. Bill self-admittedly struggled delegating early on, which is true, probably for most highly motivated, driven performers. Bill Gates points back to a time early in his career when he finally got it. He finally started to understand the value of delegating and how that freed him up to do more of the things that he enjoyed to do. The company had an explosion of productivity and creativity after he came to that realization. The second one is about recognizing when it's time to hire. You would think it would be clear in a business when it's time to bring on more help. One of my teams many years ago said something like, when you're in a meeting with your team and every person has bloodshot eyes, yawns, and has huge cups of coffee, the gods are speaking to you. I think that's too late. The right time to hire was well before they became zombies, assuming their eyes are more about working more than sleeping and not just about personal lifestyle. Enhancing your team's efficiency and overall morale. This is really an extension of the previous step, isn't it? As much as you can, try to keep the opportunities open for inside folks. If you can, look internally to your own people for opportunities, promotions, project assignments. Adopt an inclusive leadership style. And I can tell you that if I were running a team today, there would be no other way to talk about our teams other than being inclusive. So many talented people lose spots on teams because there's not an effort to include everyone. Recognizing when we should be hiring and not pushing that off until you start to see zombies walking around, or waiting until the quality of the work takes a big nosedive and customers start to complain. And then, of course, next you're actually going to have to hire, and we want great candidates, and you need to come at hiring with a plan. Otherwise, you risk hiring poor candidates. And then guess what? Everything you've just done gets unraveled, and we don't want that. So the big question is, what's at risk if we don't do any of these things, or if we do nothing? Not delegating tasks might result in reduced productivity, and crucial tasks may not even be done on time. This can overburden the management as well as the team and reduce the overall efficiency of the business. Consequently, there's a risk of slower business growth, demotivation among the employees who want additional responsibility. So there's a risk to ignoring signs that you need to actually expand your team. A failure to recognize the signs calling for the need to expand can lead to overworked employees, obviously. It could lead to reduced productivity and quality of work. You risk losing business. You risk losing clients. Over time, this could result in a stunted growth or potential business failure over one thing. Number three, overlooking enhancement of the team's efficiency and the morale, how the team gets together. Disregarding team efficiency and morale could lead to employee burnout, high turnover rates, more conflict within the team, and that just continues to erode any company culture, and that's not good. Employees might feel undervalued and their work is considered meaningless. This also may result in lower to the company's reputation. Number four, failing to acknowledge when it's actually time to hire. Not hiring when it's necessary can overwhelm people. It can send the wrong message to the employees as if the company can't afford it. There might be something internally going on that we're not aware of that may cause this business to shut down one day. Not hiring leads to overworking, and we know what that means. Employees leave, the morale goes terrible, and also that increases the cost of hiring and training new employees. Number five, overlooking hiring strategies. So we've gotten to the point, we've agreed we need to hire, but we just go at it sort of shotgun style. By overlooking the strategic aspect of hiring, that most likely is going to result in bringing in the wrong people into your team. And that's going to affect productivity, morale, culture in different ways. Think of it like a virus that's attacking the body from the inside. Having the wrong people on your team because you weren't intentional about hiring is just going to destroy anything that you build. A failure to define your business's culture can result in unaligned values and ultimately disrupted team dynamics. So let's do a little recon. Let's think about what your team, what employees in general might be thinking about policies like these if you try and implement them, right? What are the negative people going to think? So let's walk through that. The argument against delegation is that people will feel like they're losing control and therefore quality will suffer. People have that mindset. If you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. To that, I say delegation actually empowers employees. It fosters trust and growth, and it stands up your workforce. It allows our workforce to cross-train and grow. The argument against expanding is that adding more employees increases overhead, which it does, and makes managing more difficult. Not really. Managing culture becomes more difficult with the more new people you bring in. Well, to that, I say, expanding gives everyone a chance to up-level their skills. Get as much hands-on time clocked when they want. As the company makes progress and grows, it's really a team effort, and expansion leads to more profitability. And ultimately, profitable companies can tend to share that profitability with you, the employee. The argument against enhancing team morale is that focusing on stuff too much pulls the company away from core activities, those things we do in order to make money, which reduce short-term productivity and revenue and sales and profitability and all those things. To that, I say a positive work culture and a high morale are the basis for attracting new talent and overall improving productivity. The argument may be against timely hiring is that it can lead to rushed decisions and potentially a bad fit, which has some merit. But to that, I say, recognizing and then taking action on the needs to get help for overburdened employees sustains quality, and people end up being more proactive, and the quality of life for the employees is actually going to improve. The argument against being strategic when you hire is that it could ultimately make everyone look and act the same, stifling innovation and creativity. To that, I say, when you hire strategically with an emphasis on aligning the company culture and values, it ultimately improves teamwork, employee satisfaction, retention, innovation, and profit.
Teams are the basic structure of your business. If they're not healthy and if they're not being reinforced, your company is at risk. Be intentional about building and strengthening your teams, and your company will have a long track of success. That's it, folks. I'll catch you next time on Lessons from the Trenches.